Here's a song I wrote 32 years ago. It was a song that was recorded for a record called My Aim Is True. Don't get too excited, but it didn't go on the record. But it did take me to Nashville, which is where I got to meet these gentlemen one more time. And we're going to play it for you now. It's called Stranger Man.
Great.
appendix. I'm talking about 1970, 102. And I was living in Liverpool, and the only gig I could get was in a Lonely Hearts Club. And it was kind of divided up into people who came along because they had broken hearts, and people who were come along to pick up weak women. And under the exit line, there'd always be a sinister-looking guy in a regimental blazer and a little thin moustache, cover up the stiff upper lip. And he'd come up to a unfortunate-looking young girl with a hair slide in and a print dress, and he'd say, "Well, hello." So I wrote the song.
Sweet desire, I
how you been?
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Sang with Count Basie. It sounds like when I see the film of it now, I feel feel like I was in Zelig or something. It's a film of me singing. I look just about as frightened as a frightened person can look when they're very frightened. A very young man, I got to sing on a TV show, which mercifully stayed in the vaults. Deep in the vaults. It's cost me every penny that I've ever This is a song that I'm going to do now. It was written with Loretta Lynn. I know she's very popular here in Red Languages. She's a grand lady. She's really, really something else. She came into the room with a box full of little snippets of songs that we should write. She pulled them out of this box file and I said, why don't we use this one here? You know, I mean, this one here is a famous song you wrote. How come this is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame? And she said, look what it's written on the back of it. It was written on the back of an underwear box. I said, well, yeah, I guess you couldn't give it to them because then they would know all your secrets. Anyway, we spent the afternoon and we wrote this song. It's called I Felt the Chill Before the Winter Came.
Jesus said,
his son will join him. Snoop Dogg and I'm a fiddle. I'm sure you know Jerry Douglas on the door. Frank Compton on the mandolin. Ben Scratch on the double bass. Jeff Taylor, there on the accordion and whistle. Singing the harmony, it was the Jim Lauderdale.
Thank you.
steak later after the show. This is song's about a man who was once unfortunate looking, and he was a man called Hans Christian Andersen, wrote a lot of fairy tales. And he fell in love with a famous singer called Jenny Lind, most famous woman of the day. She was kind of like everybody that was ever on American Idol when he could. The stories, the Ugly Duckling and the Red Shoes and all those ones, and the Nightingale, but he was an unfortunate looking fellow, extremely tall. He looked like something drawn by Dr. Seuss. And when he asked Jenny Lind why she could not return his love, she handed him a mirror. And so I wrote a song. Just as your lips were stolen.
Spotify. Steve.
Out of the edge of war, out of the Swinging ball. Thank you. once cried. My hotel room is yours, freezing American. TV and music and the water's inside. So I put on my overcoat, went down the fine. In red, white, and purple, they captured my heart. It was rain on the piano, the cocktail burners. She was singing that it's to me, I agreed in that part. Two English girls who had changed their dress. Yeah.
Thank you. Since the winter got rusted.